Peter Bogdanovich, director of The Last Picture Show and Paper Moon, has died. He was 82. Like the French New Wave directors he admired, Bogdanovich came to filmmaking by way of film criticism. So we asked NPR's film critic Bob Mondello for a remembrance.
He was a movie nerd before he was a movie maker, seeing hundreds of films a year in his 20s and writing essays for Esquire magazine, championing the likes of Howard Hawks and Orson Welles. So when B-movie maestro Roger Corman offered him a crash course in directing, and his 1971 coming-of-age drama, The Last Picture Show, got described as Wellesian, it was the highest compliment possible.
You wouldn't believe how this country's changed. I reckon the reason why I always drag you out here is probably I'm just as sentimental as the next fella when it comes to old times.
The Last Picture Show received 8 Oscar nominations and made Bogdanovich Hollywood's latest wunderkind, a new wave classicist in a counterculture era. It also broke up his marriage when he took up with its young star, Sybil Shepherd.
But Mama, it's a sin, isn't it? Unless you're married, you know I wouldn't do that.
Don't be so mealy-mouthed.
The following year, he made a Howard Hawks-inspired screwball comedy called What's Up, Doc?, starring Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill.
Where are we? I can't see!
Well, there's not much to see, actually. We're inside a Chinese dragon.
And a year after that, the Depression-era dramedy Paper Moon, in which O'Neill's daughter Tatum stole the show from her father and won an Oscar.
It ain't as if you was my pa, that'd be different.
Well, I ain't your pa, so just get that out of your head. I don't care what those neighbor ladies said.
We got the same jaw.
Lots of people got the same jaw.
It's possible.
No, it ain't possible.
And I want my $200.
All right.
But none of his subsequent films were as well received, and tragedy struck when he took up with another of his leading ladies, Dorothy Stratton, and she was murdered by her estranged husband. Declaring bankruptcy as his directing career faded, he supplemented his income with acting gigs, including a recurring role on The Sopranos and a part as a DJ in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill. He also wrote a dozen books on the likes of Alfred Hitchcock and Lillian Gish, bringing him back full circle to criticism. Peter Bogdanovich, a direct line from Orson Welles to Quentin Tarantino, and arguably Hollywood's most celebrated film scholar. Bob Mondello, NPR News.